Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Floodwaters continued to rise after a major dam and power station in a Russian-occupied part of Ukraine were destroyed. A state of emergency has been declared as the flooding inundates dozens of towns and villages along a river separating Russian and Ukrainian-held parts of the southern Kherson region. Neither side has released a figure of fatalities from the incident, which adds another dimension to a humanitarian crisis resulting from a war that has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. Boeing says deliveries of the 787 Dreamliner will be delayed in the coming weeks after finding a defect related to a fitting on the plane's horizontal stabilizer. It is the latest in a string of setbacks for the plane maker. The FAA said that Boeing notified regulators about the defect and that it wouldn't approve any Dreamliners for delivery until the matter is addressed to the regulator's satisfaction. However, Boeing says that the new problem does not present an immediate safety risk and that it isn't expected to affect the company's overall target of delivering 70 to 80 Dreamliners this year. The U.S. and India are close to a deal on manufacturing jet fighter engines in the South Asian nation, according to officials and defense executives. The new assembly plans for General Electric engines for India's fighter jets are expected to be announced when Prime Minister Narendra Modi visits Washington later this month. The deal is being closely watched by defense analysts, who say it could help India to wean itself from a long-standing reliance on Russia for military equipment. Stock markets in Asia ended mixed while European shares fell. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of the release of trade balance figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.